Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The first baseman, Art Shires. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Blackerby. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Carl Swanson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Buck Redfern. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Kraus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Thomas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy Thomas. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Red Dorman. Batting second. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting third. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting sixth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Luther Harville. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Montague. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Milges. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Johnny Milges. And now, play ball. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Harville. Mostill reaches second base with a double. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires takes first base on ball four. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mostill scores. Shires moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. George Blackerby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reynolds. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Reynolds steals second. George Blackerby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackerby strikes out. One out. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a fly ball into center field. Harville settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Shires tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Carl Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Red Dorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dorman takes first base on ball 4. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a line drive into left field. Blackerby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into center field. Mostill picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Mostill. Dorman goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 2-1 White Sox. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kraus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Swanson misplays the ball. That's an error on Swanson. Sewell moves to third. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus fires to third and picks off Sewell. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a fly ball into center field. Harville settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. Montague settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell bunts towards third. Com fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luther Harville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harville hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sewell. The throw from Krause and he is out, Redfern applying the tag. Two outs. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Ma still hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Milges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milges strikes out. One out. Red Dorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dorman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dorman hits a line drive into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-1 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards short. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. George Blackerby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackerby is 0-for-1 in the game. Blackerby takes first base on ball 4. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Com hits a line drive into left field. Dorman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-1 in the game. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ma still. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoedap takes first base on ball 4. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 1 in the game. Summa bunts towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to third. Hoedap moves to second. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground for an out. Sewell moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Luther Harville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harville is 0 for 1 in the game. Harville hits a fly ball into left field. Blackerby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 0 for 1 in the game. Redfern hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0 for 1 in the game. Krause hits a fly ball into center field. Harville settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Harville settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0 for 1 in the game. Montague hits a line drive into left field. Blackerby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Milges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milges is 0 for 1 in the game. Milges strikes out. Two outs. Red Dorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dorman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dorman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Mostill hits a line drive towards short. Montague reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Blackerby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reynolds. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Lind applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 2 in the game. Lind hits a line drive towards short. Redfern reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hoedap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoedap is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hoedap hits a fly ball into left field. Blackerby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. George Blackerby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackerby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Blackerby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Com hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carl Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-2 in the game. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Com moves to second. Two outs. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 0-for-2 in the game. Redfern hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-1 in the game. Summa hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell bunts towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Summa moves to second. One out. Luther Harville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harville is 0-for-2 in the game. Harville hits a fly ball into left field. Blackerby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0-for-2 in the game. Montague strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-2 in the game. Krause hits a fly ball into center field. Harville settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Dorman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Mostill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt pinch hits for Johnny Milges. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt strikes out. One out. Red Dorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dorman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dorman strikes out. Two outs. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-3 in the game. Lind hits a fly ball into left field. Blackerby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Bain now pitching. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Shires hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Blackerby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackerby is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Blackerby hits a pop-up towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Calm hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to third. Bill Hunfield pinch hits for Carl Swanson. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bain fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Hunfield now playing second base. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Sewell hits a pop-up towards third. Calm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hodapp hits a fly ball into left field. Blackerby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.